Maria Carmen was born on March the 4th, 1930, in Madrid, Spain, to a noble Catholic family who lived during the Spanish Civil War. Now, as a child, she was known for her deep piety. Her father was taken away in 1936 by a group of men when she was just only 6 years of age to be executed. Her family then sought refuge at San Sebastian, where Maria Carmen first attended a school run by religious of the Sacred Heart, then became a boarding student in a school run by Irish nuns. Now, while in school, Maria Carmen contracted scarlet fever, but she prayed for the conversion of the man who had killed her father and even offered up her own suffering in death for the conversion of the politician, Manuel Azana, who was a representation of the government who had killed her father. Now, supporters for her canonization say that Azana was converted on his deathbed in 1940. Maria Carmen died of scarlet fever at the age of 9 years and 4 months. Venerable Maria Carmen, pray for us. Laura Vinchuna was born on April the 5th, 1891, in Santiago, Chile, as the first child of Senora Mercedes Pino and José Domingo Vinchuna, a soldier who belonged to a noble Chilean family. Now, when the Civil War had broken out, her father had to flee his country. Sadly, her father had passed away after having been worn out physically and mentally from the war. This gave Laura's mother the key responsibility of having to take care of the family. Her mom later found work and settled down with a wealthy, skilled horseman named Senor Manuel Mora. Laura attended the Daughters of Mary Help of Christian School, where, under the care of the nuns, she began to take a deep interest in the Catholic faith. Now, because of her deep religious faith, she was unliked by her classmates and was even beaten up by Manuel Mora after he had found out that she had wanted to become a nun. Now, one of the things that had worried Laura was thinking about her mother's salvation, as her mother had been living a sinful life. So this is where Laura had prayed and offered her life to the Lord in exchange for that of her mother's. Laura's prayers was answered and she contracted tuberculosis, which she later died from on January the 22nd, 1904. Her mother, present at her bedside, asked for forgiveness and later converted. Blessed Laura Vinchuna, pray for us. Manuel Fodera was born on June the 21st, 2001 in Sicily, Italy. Manuel had received a Christian education in the heart of a joyful and lively family where everything seemed to go smoothly until July of 2005 when he had complained about a strong pain in his right leg. This later turns out to be cancer. Now, what made him really sad was that he wasn't able to be around his friends, but it was during these challenging times that he heard the presence of Jesus speaking to him like a close friend. While at the hospital, he would never miss paying a visit to Jesus in the chapel, and after he was done playing games, he would ask for his family to pray the rosary together, as he had mentioned of how the Hail Marys made him feel better. His love for the Blessed Mother and Jesus grew each and every day. His one mission was to bring the greatest possible number of souls to Jesus, and he offered his sufferings for the conversion of sinners, but most importantly, for priests. He succumbed to his illness on July the 20th, 2010. Servant of God Manuel Fodera, pray for us. Giovanna Maria, also known as Kiri, was born on November the 30th, 1989, in Alghero, Italy. Now, she was known for having an immense love of neighbor, especially towards the elderly, the humble, children, and the most needy, and also had a solid faith in God. She had always been the type of girl who was always ready to help those in need. Now, one of the most beautiful things about her was that she would always tell her mother of how it wasn't right to buy her fancy goods because there were many kids out there who had nothing at all. All those who knew her described her as a sunny child, always smiling and able to find the most beautiful and the positive, even in the ugliest and negative things, because every minute of her life was special and she lived it with a lot of commitment and love for herself and for others. Sadly though, on October 18, 2002, during a volleyball match, Kiri was hit by a devastating and irreversible cerebral hemorrhage. She had died 6 days later on October 24th in the intensive care unit. She was just under 13 and in 8th grade. Giovanna Rita Di Maria, pray for us. Chiara Bondano was born on October 29th, 1971 to Ruggero and Maria Teresa Bondano in the small village of Sassello in Italy. Now, Chiara grew up with a strong and healthy relationship with her parents, but she did not always obey them and would occasionally have fights with them. Now, Chiara had lived a normal teenage life. Some of the things that she enjoyed doing was listening to pop music, dancing and singing. Let's not forget that Kiara was also a good tennis player and enjoyed hiking and swimming. Now, she later joined the Focolare movement, which strengthened her faith deeply. It was in the summer of 1988 that Bandano felt a sting of pain in her shoulder while playing tennis. This pain later turned out to be osteosarcoma, which is a painful form of bone cancer. Kiara immediately offered her sufferings to Jesus by saying, "It's for you, Jesus. If you want it, I want it too." She also donated all of her savings to a friend who was performing mission work in Africa. She wrote to him saying, "I don't need this money anymore. I have everything." Kiara Bandano died on October 7, 1990, with her parents at her bedside. Her final words were, "Bye, Mom. Be happy, because I am." Blessed Kiara Luce Bandano, pray for us. Blessed Carlo Acutis was born on May 3, 1991 in London, where his parents were working. Just a few months later, his parents Andrea Acutis and Antonia Salzano moved to Milan. Now, Carlo was a boy who loved going on pilgrimages to the places of the saints and to the sites of Eucharistic miracles. He was well known for having documented Eucharistic miracles through a website which he built. As a teenager, Carlo was diagnosed with leukemia, but he had offered his sufferings for Pope Benedict XVI and for the church. He died on October 12, 2006 and was buried in Assisi at his request because of his love for St. Francis of Assisi, who was his family's patron saint. Blessed Carlo Acutis, pray for us. Denise Cascasi was born on September 15, 1997 in Campo San Piero in the province of Padua in Italy. Now, Denise was a girl who from a very young age nursed from the Eucharist and daily meditation of the Word of God. Now, she had a deep devotion to the Holy Rosary and would encourage for its daily recitation. She loved playing volleyball and was even a champion at the sport during her high school days. Now, when she was 14 years of age, she was diagnosed with cancer. But just like every other young saint, she had offered up her sufferings for the salvation of sinners. Now, although her illness had caused her much suffering, she was still able to find the strength to endure the pains that came about because she would mention of how Jesus was always present with her. Now, whenever she was out in public, she would lend a helping hand to the poor and needy, which really shows so much about her love for others. She later died on September 4th, 2012. Denise Cascasi, pray for us.